All right. So we're going to talk about tracking in this module. So if you want to be truly successful in the flipping business, you're not going to be able to do it unless you're tracking your progress. So you need to record your results with every deal, every transaction, so you can see how far you've come and what kind of progress you're making. When I first started flipping things, I did not track it, and I started out with keyboards. So, I mean, it was cool seeing that I would be like, oh, I just made $200, or oh, I just made $150. I would complete these deals here and there and make profits, but I wasn't sure how much I was truly making from it, big picture wise. You know, let's say 6 months pass down the road and you look back and you're like, oh shoot, I don't even know how much I made. I know I made like a pretty decent amount. And basically, you don't want to fool yourself. So especially if you're planning on doing this full time, or even if you've got financial goals, you need to track how much you're gaining and losing and how much profits you're making so that you've got the right info. So use my profit and loss tracker spreadsheet tool that I've included, and that is going to completely calculate everything you buy, what you buy it for, the date you bought it, expenses, how much profit you made, how much, what kind of losses you might have made, and basically every little thing on a month-to-month basis. And this is super helpful because you see how much you're making. And the cool thing is it's color-coded. So that means if you made a profit somewhere, it highlights green. So if you bought something for $20 and sold it for $100, the box that says total profit made is going to be highlighted in green. And if it's a loss, let's say you bought something for $20 and it's been either sitting on the market or you lost money on it, it's going to be highlighted in red. The whole box is going to be filled in red. So because it's color-coded, you can also get a sense of your inventory. So you can look at all the different items you bought and sold. So whatever is red, just look at the color. Now, whatever is color red, you know that once you get that info, you can either, you know, maybe decide to repost the items, or even if it's a bunch of stuff that's just not selling, maybe repost everything as like a package or a bundle. Otherwise, yeah, it's just, it makes things so much easier once you can see the colors and whatnot. And basically the spreadsheet, you know, that's where you track all your inventory. I would also recommend tracking your time. That's the way to get the most money out of your efforts. So especially starting out, you want to start tracking your time. So let's say that I'm at home and I see a deal on Craigslist. Let's say I see a 40-inch flat screen TV posted for $50. Okay. And it is 25 minutes away. So from the moment I contact the person and arrange pickup, from the moment I leave my house, basically track my time, see how long it takes me total to go pick it up, bring it back, get it ready, get it posted up for sale. And let's say it took a total of 60 minutes to do all of that. And then I post it up for sale. It sells for $200. So that would be a $150 profit. So now I know that I made $150 with only 1 hour, with only 60 minutes of quote unquote work. So it's awesome to know. It's not just awesome, but it's good to see how much you're making. That way you also get a sense of what your time is worth. And obviously the more skilled you become over time, the more you'll be able to make with that time. You know, so if you can truly master your time, really develop the eye for the deal. And so it took my old roommate 52 hours of working at his 2 part-time jobs to make $500. Whereas it took me about 90 minutes or about an hour and a half to make $500. And the only reason I know that is because I tracked my time for everything. It was a complete black kitchen appliance set that I got. So someone was selling the whole thing for $100. I went and picked it up and resold it for $600. So I made $500 in 90 minutes of time versus my roommate who it took 55 or 52 hours to make that 500. So that basically means that if you know how much you can make in any given time, or like have a general, you know, big picture, you're basically buying time. You're buying yourself time back, because the better you get, the less time you need to spend to make money. So yeah, track your time and just be as quick as you can be.